For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges, and they can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox and Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A Medal of Honor was awarded posthumously to an Air Force sergeant killed while trying to save a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan. Technical Sergeant John Chapman was mortally wounded after his helicopter crash-landed in enemy-infested Taker Gar Mountain in March of 2002. The president says that Chapman fought bravely on.
In this final act of supreme courage, John gave his life for his fellow warriors.
Chapman saved many of the soldiers in the process.
Through his extraordinary sacrifice, John helped save more than 20 American service members.
Chapman's widow, Valerie, accepted the honor on behalf of her husband. The Democratic National Committee says it stopped an attempt to hack its database that houses information on millions of voters nationwide. Party officials say DNC contractors notified the party on Tuesday of an apparent hacking attempt, and the committee notified police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Facebook has quietly begun to assign its users a reputation score, predicting their trustworthiness. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The prediction of a user's trustworthiness is part of a broader effort to reduce the spread of misinformation. The social media platform's been calculating and assigning the reputation scores to users who report content as fake, according to the company, which says it then takes the user's score into account when the individual flags future stories as false or misleading. The goal of the system is to account for instances when users report accurate news reports as false just because they disagree with their premise. A Facebook product manager says Facebook will also counteract organized disinformation campaigns that rely on mass reporting of unwanted posts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A powerful hurricane called Lane is aiming for Hawaii as folks in southeast Texas mark 1 year this Saturday since Hurricane Harvey made landfall there.
We want to be very clear. Hurricane Lane is a dangerous storm.
The vice president asked residents of Hawaii to be on alert as Lane approaches with winds in excess of 150 miles per hour. In front of Texas leaders who were in the midst of a tragedy a year ago, Pence asked for prayer. Officials in Hawaii are encouraging residents to stock up on food and water. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.